It's back to school season. If you have unused tech in your home or office, consider donating it to BC Technology for Learning Society so schools, nonprofit organizations, and low-income individuals can have better access to technology. Donating is safe, easy, and helps people in your community. If you want to donate or to request refurbished equipment, you can learn more at reusetechbc.ca.
Volunteering at CJSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started. So I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs. Interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures. Public relations, postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CJSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca.
Thank you for listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox is plugged in, turned on, and rare to go.
Hey, 2-2, Julian Taylor here, and you're listening to The Jukebox. That is Higher Ground by Stevie Wonder from the album Inner Visions, which was released in May of 1973. You know what's so interesting about this song, and I didn't know this, but it was released just before Stevie was in a near-fatal car accident. He was in a car accident in August of 1973 in North Carolina that left him in a coma for 4 days. And that song is the one that really helped push that record. It knocked Marvin Gaye off the charts. But more importantly, I think we're all very happy that Stevie Wonder was okay. Our Yamaha Spotlight artist this week is James Taylor, one of my favorite guitar players and singers. We've got music coming up on the show from a wonderful artist by the name of Lily. We're going to play a song called My Body is a Temple. This is an artist from Sturgeon Lake First Nation in Saskatchewan. Also hailing from Saskatchewan, we're going to play Purple Blanket from a group by the name of Zedeze. And this is Indigenous Indie Soul Rock. I hope you dig that. That's coming up. The Snails are also on the show with the song Big Boy. This is from 2013. They're from Baltimore, Maryland. And they've got a cool sort of fusion between alternative rock, surf rock, post-punk, reggae, ska. They formed in 2008 at a birthday party when some of the members from the group Future Islands played rapper Spank Rock's birthday. And before that, we're going to play something from Prince Edward Island, a group that was very active in the 2010s, I guess. This is from 2016. The album is called Public Library, and the song is called The Stranger. This is a group that is really cool. I just discovered them, and I can't believe it took me this long. This is called The Burning Hell on The Jukebox.
It was a wet and slushy, slushy winter day when the strangers came to stay. A man in black from head to toe with a lady by his side. I knew she was a lady, I had a lady spotting guide. He said, pardon if you please, our train has run out of steam and left us in this lonesome village for the evening, it would seem. We looked for a hotel, but we were told they'd all closed down due to the economic crisis that we've heard so much about. Standing in the melting snow, I said, mi casa es su casa, make yourself at home. He said, I speak a little Spanish, but my second language is Francais. Et vous êtes très gentil, merci pour votre hospitalité. Said, no need to merci me, just coming from the cold. Tell me a little of your travels on the icy iron road. We sat down around the fire, and as I hung the overcoat, he began to tell the story with this sentence, and I quote, the words we speak here are top secret, meant for private ears, but our lives are in great danger from a band of privateers. So we must take you in our confidence, we are in mortal fear of dying. I then figured them for bandits or confidence artists. When I saw the two-tone collar, I knew he was a ska fan or a priest. He noticed me notice and said, I observe your observation of the sartorial memorial of my spiritual vocation. This habit out of habit, my service has been shoddy. As you can maybe guess, I can't resist the temptations of the body. To my ex-boss, old cheesy, this is yesterday's news. But yes, this lady is my lover, and I am her lover too. Last Shrove Tuesday when, as per my holy mandate, I was munching on a luncheon at the International House of Pancakes. I ran out of maple syrup. I approached the nearest patrons, a gorilla of a man and a lady eating eggs and bacon. She passed me her maple syrup. Our fingers briefly brushed. I felt a feeling in my face I'd never felt. Yes, I blushed. My heart began ballooning and my brow began to sweat, looking deep into the eyeballs of this beautiful brunette. Moments later, we were tangled in my cassock in the can. She said, I love a man in uniform. I said, I hope this is God's plan. She said her name was Anne. I said, call me Father Daniel or just Dan. She grabbed my hands, said, Dan, I gotta blow this popsicle stand. She meant the IHOP. We were running out the back door before I yelled out Jesus, and I stopped. I felt something sticky on my palms. I was afraid it was stigmata, but it was just a little maple, so we jumped in her Miata. We sped off for the mountains and extramarital shenanigans. We stayed up till dawn, going over and over and over the plan again. We'd run away to Monaco to elope on her uncle's yacht. We'd start a new life in the principality with the money that she'd got. Boyfriend, the gorilla from the pancake house, got wind by the threatiness of his death threats. I could sense he felt chagrin. He tracked me down at the Riviera as I was about to say adieu with a band of bandit buddies from his criminally misspent youth. They opened fire on our wedding, but we escaped into the sea. When the coast was clear, we caught the first train out. But now you see, I know they can't be far behind. These goons are gonna gun me down. We're like sitting duckish lovebirds in this extremely safe feeling town. The worst part is the gorilla has been ordained as a deacon. He's got some spiritual spies supporting the havoc he's been wreaking. A cruel clergy of crime out for blood, and I'm speaking of mine. Ex-priest finished talking. His fiancée excused herself to change into a drier pair of stockings. I got up from my chair. I walked over to the cabinet. I was looking for a couple of holy relics. I remembered that I had in it. Then I turned with a crucifix-shaped pistol in my hand, my zucchetto on my head. His eyes widened as I crossed myself and raised the gun and said, sometimes we search for safety, we find only greater danger. So let this be a lesson to you, never talk to strangers.
Oh, music for the human race. Julian Taylor's Jukebox rolls on.
Thank you. The Jukebox is broadcast on stolen and unsurrendered land in the traditional territory of many First Nations across Turtle Island. We must realize the significance of recognizing and paying respect to the first people who resided in the territory that we are currently sitting on.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
I had to prove that I could make it alone now, but that's not me. I wanted to show how independent I've grown now, but that's not me. I could try to be big in the eyes of the world. What matters to me is what I could be to just one girl. I'm a little bit scared cause I haven't been home in a long time.
Taking it back to 1966 with That's Not Me from the Beach Boys and their seminal album Pet Sounds. I'm Julian Taylor. You are listening to The Jukebox. And now for a really wonderful treat. He's one of my favorites. We got the same initials. It's James Taylor. I'm going to play something from his greatest hits album and his debut album, that is. It features Paul McCartney on bass, which is so cool, and George Harrison on backing vocals. Something that not a lot of people know, but it was released on Apple Records. It's Carolina in My Mind by James Taylor. Here it is on the Jukebox.
In my mind, I'm gone to Carolina. Can't you see the sunshine? Can't you just feel the moonshine? Ain't it just like a friend of mine to hit me from behind? Yes, I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. Karen, she's the silver sun. You best walk her away and watch it shining. Watch her watch the morning come. A silver tear appearing now. I'm crying, ain't I? Soft and kind. And hey babe, the sky's on fire. I'm dying, ain't I? I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. In my mind, I'm gone to Carolina. Can't you see the sunshine? Can't you just feel the moonshine? Like a friend of mine to hit me from behind. Yes, I'm
geese in flight and dogs that bite. The signs that might be omens say I'm going, I'm going, I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. With a holy host of others standing around me, still I'm on the dark side of the moon. And it seems like it goes on like this forever. You must forgive me if I'm up and gone to Cal.